I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus, here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Robotic-assisted kidney transplantation is increasingly being used for living donor kidney transplants. Dr. Tracy Rice is here to talk about this approach to kidney transplant. Dr. Rice is a surgeon in the Division of Transplant Surgery, and she's surgical director of the Living Donor Program at MUSC. Dr. Rice, first tell us about living donor kidney transplant.
So a living donor kidney transplant is when a living person who is generally in good health decides to donate one of their kidneys to someone who has kidney failure. We're all born with two kidneys, so a person can donate one of their kidneys to someone in need with very low risk to the donor. In fact, most donors leave the hospital the day after surgery and are back to their regular routine within about 2 weeks after surgery.
And why is living donor transplant important?
I tell patients that a living donor transplant is the very best quality of kidney transplant. Unfortunately, the average wait time for a deceased donor kidney transplant in South Carolina is about 5 years, which is a really long time to wait for people who are sick and on dialysis. Fortunately, we can do living donor kidney transplants, which eliminate that wait time, reduce the amount of time on dialysis. The other nice thing is that living donor kidneys last longer. Kidney transplant patients have overall better outcomes, with transplants lasting twice as long as from a deceased donor. And it allows the surgeon and the patient to plan the surgery around both the donor and recipient schedules.
How many living donor kidney transplants are performed in the U.S.?
About 5,000 to 6,000 kidney transplants are done via a living donor. Overall, there's actually 100,000 people who are on the waiting list for a kidney transplant in the U.S., and we only perform about 25,000 kidney transplants from deceased donors. So there's still a huge gap between the people who need kidneys and the number of kidneys that are available. So living donation really helps us start to bridge this gap.
And who typically becomes a live donor for kidney transplant?
Most commonly, people come forward after learning a family member or a friend needs a kidney, but we also have a lot of patients who are a Good Samaritan or an altruistic donor who don't know their intended recipient but are interested in donating a kidney.
Dr. Rice, tell us about the use of robotics in performing living donor transplant.
Well, the robot's a tool that I use as the surgeon. Some patients, when they first hear about robotics, fear that the robot is performing the surgery. But really, it's there to just help me during the operation. It gives me about 10 times magnification that I would be able to see if I were just to do it open or with my own eyes. And it allows for even finer control of the instruments and more careful movements to put less stress on the patient's body so that we can do the surgery with very small, minimally invasive incisions, allowing for optimal safety for the donor.
Tell us what your past year has been like as far as performing living donor kidney transplants.
In 2021, MUSC actually became the first center in the Southeast United States to perform a robotic kidney donor surgery. In the last year, I converted our program to a completely robotics program for kidney donation. And we've now performed over 75 robotic donor kidney surgeries in the last year and a half.
Dr. Rice, thanks for this information about living donor kidney transplant.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.